This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we say happy Friday morning to everybody out there. As Woody, man, it's great to have you back, bud, for a couple days here and getting us back to normal here a little bit. And it's a great time. We've got so much.
Funny you would say normal.
Well, yeah.
We had what we had yesterday, not normal.
No. But get back in our normal routine is what I meant. Just having you back. That's all. Just having you back here with us. That's all. In the morning. No, there's nothing normal about Tyreek Hill. There's nothing. We did have some good news, and you hit, and we got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. We're going to get to a whole bunch of that stuff as well as a lot going on. And it's funny, last night Panthers get a win, and Paul Maurice is trying to rest guys. Last night he gave Verhage the night off. He's trying to rest guys, trying to get some of the guys healthier. Because they played a lot and they've had more on their plate, and then he's got some guys just coming back, and he's trying to win games. And another nice win, down 1-0 last night, and come back and score 4 straight goals. And Big Bob, after that first goal, was really good. 22 saves for him, 3 goals in that second period. Brad Marchand gets that first goal with the Panthers. And so they're still hanging in there, man. You're like, okay, they don't really care where they are, you know, and they're setting in, and they don't really care who they play. And as long as they got everybody back, and hopefully we get some good news about Matthew Tkachuk here, that he'll be ready to go once the playoffs start. But, yeah, we'll get you caught up on all the points and everything. And then we have that other story that just won't go away, that everybody has an opinion about. And that's Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's day. From a few days ago, apparently happened on Monday. Well, now, just adding, you knew this was coming. The 911 call is out from the mother-in-law to the police.
You're not going to do this. You don't push me. You push me. I'm sitting up. Yes, you did. You're crazy. And I don't care. Stop saying. I don't care.
Now they're blaming me for calling the police. They might.
It's okay.
Try to
beat me up. You did right. You did it.
So he's like trying to calm it down because he knows he'll see, and he's going to lose his career over this. I mean, where are y'all? Girl, I'm so scared.
So, a little bit from the mother-in-law, who, by the way, is watching her daughter and son-in-law go at this, and little girl that's there. She's scared to death, man. Whatever. And I'm guessing mama didn't want that call made. Tyreek definitely didn't want it. Last thing Tyreek needed was a call to 911.
I heard something about a career in there.
Yeah, I heard this is not good for a career.
No.
But
also it ends with I'm so scared, yeah.
And I'm so scared, yeah. So listen, and this the PR thing is just this is domestic dispute between Hill and his wife. And we've been around Tyreek now. We've seen the real good on the football field. We've seen the fun-loving guy. We've seen the flips and all the entertainment. And then we've seen in this last year where the numbers weren't as good and all the off-season stuff that we just kind of turn our back to because he's really good. We don't really pay attention to it. We laugh. Whether, you know, somebody from one of his camps, mothers, comes down and he decides she's an offensive lineman and he's going to chase her around a little bit. to all these stories. I mean, seriously, you. And we've had some dysfunctional guys in the organization through the years. I don't want you to think this is something new. But this is like, I mean, a year ago we're talking about him as the best player in football and he's getting awards and the players voting him the best player. You know, you start, and he was right up there. People weren't going, nah, that's not right. I mean, you throw up 1,800 yards or almost 1,800 yards in receptions. But we're now at a point, and I get it, you're going to keep him. I understand it. You're going to keep him because we need him. The team needs him.
I don't know, man.
Oh, no. They're
every day this thing seems to get worse. I will tell you, I know you're not a big social media guy, there is a lot of pressure right now on this team to do something.
Yeah.
People have had enough. I think this is the one issue that people really get like worked up over, right?
Because correct,
you don't do this.
You don't.
It's like this is the line you don't cross. And I will tell you, I know Mike Florio. It's what a great day to have him on. He was talking about will the league do something. I hit you with that when I walked in this morning. Does the league do something?
Well, they're going to look into it because
the police aren't, right? We already know that.
No, but the league will look and whatever was said or not said and who was telling the truth and who wasn't once the police got there.
Isn't the league all about their image, though, Joe? Isn't that what's important? That call is not good for their image.
No, and not a really good player. So I just. My take is they're hoping, hey, this thing kind of goes away, which the 911 call, we knew that was next coming out here. I get it. He's really good. Those guys sat in nurse meetings, and they're all on a hot seat over there, and they understand how good he is, and we need him, and all these things, and God no, I don't know if they had a chance to meet with him, and he told him, I got this whole thing down. That's not the way my mom and dad raised me, man. My mom talked to me, man. She's right. I got to change. We get this every off season. I know the spiel. I've heard it, and he's really good at it, and gets in front of the media. Oh man, I got to apologize to Tua, and I know I can't act like that. I was just frustrated because I'm competitive. Like nobody else is competitive that's losing games. So all this stuff. I will just say this. Get him some help, man. The aggressive, impulsive personality, especially like with women, is just leading. Because even though it's going to be away from football, it makes your football team look really, really bad with all these warning signs. And I'm glad nobody got hurt. Nothing crazy happened. I really am. I don't get off early in the morning going, oh, man, we got a real tragic story here. I could say that because, yeah, a lot more people listen and want to know what people are saying and who we're going to have on about it. And a police chief joins us today, police. How bad is that? You know, I don't like that, man. I want the football team to be good. And I know one thing. We got enough problems on that football team and enough holes we have to fill to get this thing where it needs to be, in my opinion. We don't need that. We just don't need that. Get him some help. One thing about it, the support, they have tons of support over there. They got a ton of people for support. For everything, finances, counseling, for mental health. They got everything, man. I don't want you to think it's like when I played and if you needed rehab, you got cut and then you got all the rehab you wanted. It's a different time now. And so I just...
But I don't really... man, I don't buy that at this point, the whole get him help thing. I mean, the season's around the corner. They're going to start having things they got to show up for. They're like, this guy ain't getting fixed, Joe.
Well.
He needs to, like, I mean, this is, look, it's been something that he's done his entire career,
what do you want to do? Like, I appreciate, and I get the whole picture. I literally feel like I could, we do nothing
I
to talk about this
I think at some point
guy.
The pressure is going to continue to mount, right? I just, the social media pressure, I think fans are really just had enough. It's one thing after another with this guy, and I know you want to win. I know that he helps you win, supposedly.
Well, he makes you better. Stop. Now, I know, but he didn't help last year. Okay, but there were a lot of reasons for that.
And part of it was the thing, though, right? We have overlooked all of his off-the-field stuff because of how good he was. He got a pass on a lot of stuff that most guys would not get a pass on. If he was a third wide receiver, hell, if he was a second wide receiver, he probably would have been long gone.
Nobody disagrees with that. Welcome to the world of sports, Woody.
Yep.
You know that, right?
Oh, that's anything.
Okay.
Really good at what you do. Yeah, right. People tend to overlook
that. We got salespeople. They're really good here. They don't show up on Tuesday and Thursday after our boss jumps up and down and does the pee-pee dance that everybody needs to be here, and she's serious, and then because they're really good.
Yeah.
So that's just...
But the good people have different rules, right?
That's all. So and you're right. Tyreek's also been lucky that he's part of this now, too. And the last thing they need to do is go, well, if we get rid of him, first of all, he's going to go. Somebody else is going to pick him up, and they're going to have a great year. And we're going to be sitting there looking like dodo birds because now we don't have a guy, and the guy filling in for him is very average. And it's another need that, honestly, you know, we got enough needs on this team for this upcoming draft in less than 2 weeks. But I will say this, it's no longer anybody says it's 100% he's going to be here. I
mean, that number's dropped.
That number has
Vegas.
Dropped. In Vegas,
in
that
Omar's
number dropped.
Omar's Vegas, Omar's Casino.
And by the way,
he came out with that number.
Especially in the other thing. And Omar just can't help himself.
By the way, in fairness, he was right up until this whole thing went down. But
this other thing with Omar got it stirred up. And
that's why you never go with 100%.
No.
Never, never, never.
Even rain.
Yep.
You never say it's 100% chance.
Omar
should have
gone with 99% because there's more than a 1% chance the guy screwed up, right? Like,
well,
this is not shocking.
Yeah, no, you're right. But
what would be surprising is if the league didn't do anything. He is a repeat offender.
They're going to say case closed.
This is bad. A bad look for them. It's a bad look for their business.
I don't know if bad looks get some kind of punishment. I really don't. I don't know if a bad look gets punishment.
I know, but you know how they feel about this issue too. This is one of those issues that they don't screw around with.
So, and you know, a lot of people think she did get touched, right? They think that mark has nothing to do with the story.
That call sounds very frantic.
Yes, so
that did not sound like a casual call. No.
Anyway, so that's what people are talking about now. They got to make a big decision on this thing. But I would agree, it's no longer he's 100% going to be here. It's amazing. It can't be that hard to stay out of trouble. It really can't be that hard when you're that good and have that much money and can do anything you want, which he does, that you can have a lot of fun and do things and not constantly be in the middle of some form of turmoil that this guy constantly runs in. It's incredible. It really is. Whether it's a football camp and a mother later on, how does that thing turn in from your kid, from her son goes to a camp, she comes down here, she came down. Everybody know why she came down here, and she was part of it. And then the next thing you know, she's got a lawsuit against them. I mean, how's that happen? I mean, you want to have sex with a woman, okay? But how does it always turn into a lot of guys having sex with a lot of women we never hear about? It's amazing the story. I mean, you start writing it down and I think Dave Hyde had stuff on all the things, and Dave, you know, Dave went after him pretty good, and we may have Dave Hyde on a little bit later on.
Well, it's starting to get to that point, man, where you might have to make a tough decision here.
Yeah.
And people make a good point, by the way. You don't win with them either, so they haven't won a playoff game. So it's not like you're, you know, making a run at a Super Bowl and you got to make a decision from a football standpoint. Like, again, how much bad...
Well, he can't win a game by himself.
How much bad press do the Dolphins want? This is a really rough look. You know, you can... The problem is once you get the call, once you start hearing the audio of it, it really kind of brings it to life, and someone compared it to the Ray Rice situation.
It's not, though.
I know it's not.
The Ray Rice is terrible.
But the Ray
example.
Rice thing, it's like you hear about it, and you're like, wow, that's terrible. But then you see the video, and that was what did him in, right?
Right.
And the audio on this is...
But audio and video, I've done shows on this, Woody. Before you were here, I've done shows. Before you joined me, we have done shows on the difference in the thing of a guy slamming his wife or smacking her in an elevator or outside an elevator and punching her, and his career's over.
I don't think people would be upset if the Dolphins released him. It's starting to feel more and more like the right thing to do, man.
Can I give you the other part of this? The folks over at camp gave him a guaranteed contract for a lot of money. Now, my gut feeling is, and I'm not a legal guy, and I couldn't read a law book or have any shot ever of being smart enough to be a lawyer. But my gut feeling is there'd be a lot of lawyers if they released him and didn't pay him that guaranteed $60-something million dollars they still won't, that he would be able to get every dime, and they're going, the case was dismissed, and you're letting me go?
Yeah.
Because something.
Well.
Now, you got that video, it's off, right? It's got to be something. It's there. I can't believe that the folks over there that put the contracts together that we've talked a lot about over there in camp, it's hard for me to believe before they gave him all that guaranteed money that they made sure they put a clause in. It's not like this is something brand new, right? You had to put some clause in there for behavior.
Well, here's my other concern, Joe. Like, this, what happens if it gets worse? What happens if the next incident is worse?
Well, he's gone.
I know he's gone.
Worse is then we have video.
But then the Dolphins look even worse, right? If this thing happens again.
Yes, you're right. No, you're right.
I think something is seriously wrong, right?
Yes.
Something is seriously wrong, and the Dolphins are taking that risk that, you know, if this happens again, it gets worse.
Woody, it's a good point.
The Dolphins are taking a risk too, man.
Woody, unless they want to hire a full-time babysitter, they want to see if Larry or Drew or one of those guys that work, two great guys, by the way, the security team has been. They're good friends of mine. Probably don't want
this. It's not their, they don't want it's to not say their that. Job to go live in his house, in his condo, and
exactly.
Police him, babysit
you,
him.
You think they want to hire some guy, pay some guy $70,000 or $80,000 to do nothing but drive him around and babysit and sleep in a room in the back there in his relationships?
But if it happens again and something really bad happens, the Dolphins are going to look like a bunch of enablers.
I agree. There's no question about that has to be discussed. Woody, I agree with you 100%. I am not disagreeing with that.
The more
point.
We talk this thing out this morning, the more that it feels like it's just time.
Okay.
I don't know. It feels like, because again, if something really bad does happen and it continues to get worse.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the problem obviously is, to me, is not when he's at camp. The he is a free time. Free time is not his best friend.
This thing is such a mess, man.
When he leaves the facility, whether it's to go do something else or leaves early or comes late, but whenever he is not, you just feel like, oh boy, somebody's got to be saying, I wonder what he's doing right now. What is he doing right now? Hey, by the way, we got some good stuff, though, that we want to get to here this morning. We do have all kinds of stuff, and Kane's got a spring football game. We're going to tell you a little bit about that for tomorrow as well, and a lot of other stuff. Panthers and Heat, just a couple of games left. We'll get you caught up on all that stuff. Teron Armstead joined us yesterday, the 5-time Pro Bowl left tackle of the Miami Dolphins who just retired. He had some great stuff on the young guys and stuff. We had it late in the show yesterday. If you missed it, we're going to have that coming up next. But first, want to take a second to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I got some good news, man. Your South Florida Chevy dealers, always good news. You know why? 14 convenient dealerships throughout South Florida. Let's start with that. And then let's get into the SUV and the truck family, specifically the Silverado family. But I always start with Tahoes and Suburbans. If space is what it's all about for you and with your family and dogs and all the things you do and picking up all the neighbor kids for practice and everything else, and you just need a lot of space. Well, really hard to beat a 2025 Tahoe, which I just got, or the new Suburbans too. Man, are they nice. And I'm trying to downsize a little bit as my family gets older. Now it's about grandkids, but I got to tell you, that Tahoe is spectacular. And now let's talk about the other SUVs, like that all-new Equinox or the 2025 Traverse. Oh my gosh, the new 2025 Traverse is blowing up, man. So much space for you and your family. Mid-size, but still a lot of room. On top of that, plenty of room for the cargo. The turbocharged 2.5 liter with an unbelievable look. When you see it, you look twice and go, wow, that's a Traverse. And then over to Silverado trucks with four strong options Hey, you need a truck that works as hard as you do for some heavy lifting? I tell you what, every Silverado truck, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed, high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume. 12 standard tie-downs, the hardest working bed in the business, helps conquer your toughest jobs. Whether you work 5 days a week or throw in a weekend, no problem. You got to go see your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers that are going on right now. Little test drive this weekend at your South Florida Chevy dealer. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Hope everybody enjoyed Teron Armstead. What a class act, and just open about the young guys, and a lot of good stuff. Really appreciate it, and Bo was with us yesterday as well. So we've got a lot more stuff to get to. The Miami Heat, two games left in that 10th spot. It's a play-in for sure. The question is it going to be a road play-in game? Can you still slide up a couple of spots? Looking like you're going to be in that 10th spot with two games left here. And the Pelicans and then home against Washington. You should win both those games. Both those teams have got a lot of guys injured, or they're just friggin' really bad. So we'll have a lot more on that. We got to get all cut up here on the 7 o'clock hour. I want to say a few things. There's a lot of Tyreek Hill stuff coming in from the 911 call that was released yesterday. And there's a lot of people, and we knew this before. We knew it yesterday. Most of our fan base that listens to this show wants Tyreek Hill traded. They don't want any more. I hear you. I understand. Mother-in-law, if you missed it, we'll have the 911 call coming up here in the 7 o'clock hour. It sounded like a very concerned mother-in-law talking about him being aggressive and impulsive and concerned for her daughter's safety, Tyreek's wife. Which, by the way, they can still get back together. I mean, I've seen this show before. I don't want to make it sound like, hey, you know, wasn't that bad. Because we've had a few of these through the years without getting into a whole bunch of names. And, we've worked it out, and we're going to counseling, and we're still together, and with all this stuff. But look, whatever it is, enough's enough, man. It's getting old. It really is. It just can't be that hard to live somewhat of a normal life, especially when most people have problems. They're usually around money and the stress of not having money and living with this crazy world we're in and have been in and everything. But it just, this stuff gets old. It does. And if you do keep them, which I'm still guessing there's a really good chance you are still going to keep them and not trade them. Because no matter what people say, and some of you are saying he's not very good anymore, and that's just not the case. I appreciate his numbers are way, way down, and they dipped off the off.
Well,
the,
at what point does it
cliff.
become too much of a distraction to the team, though? That's the other thing, man. Like, this is bad.
That's a good.
It's a massive distraction.
It is a massive distraction. You're right.
And my fear, I told you this earlier, my fear is that something will happen again. And then it's just going to be really bad.
Right.
Right? Like,
No, that's – hey, Woody, that is fair that the team has to worry about that, because if you keep them, now the baby's sitting and
you can't babysit them at home.
Well, no, nobody –
You can't do this. This is not a going out thing. This is a home thing.
Woody, this is – that was partially sarcasm.
I know what you're saying.
They're not going to put Larry – or Drew, like, hey, you're not working with the team tonight. Can you stay? It's your turn to sleep overnight and babysit Tyreek and make sure everybody, hey, you guys all good? We're going to bed now. Remember, Tyreek, you got to be ready. You got to be there for special teams tomorrow. They want you there. I'm going to get you there.
But there has to be major concern that this is going to happen again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bad situation, man.
The
easy way for the Dolphins right now would just be to cut them. And I know that'd be bad for the football side of things.
Let me just tell you, first of all, the cut thing is a really bad idea. It's really bad. Hey, before you start saying stuff, now that you're going to be emotional and you're going to jump on.
I'm not being emotional.
You are. Because you owe him guaranteed money for 2 years, and you're just going to cut him?
So
you're going to cut him and let him go somewhere, and then you got to still pick up that money. You're responsible for that money. That's a
Fine, then
You're smarter than that.
Keep him around and pray it doesn't happen again, I guess.
The other one is trade, Woody. Somebody still trade for that guy. With what's going on, somebody would trade for him. A lot of teams probably trade for him. A lot of teams looking for a speed receiver.
I thought that the other day, but
all right, whatever you
guys
think.
Got a lot of problems.
By the way, when you say cut him, it's just like, well, they're not going to cut him. Now, he would have hit her, and there's video that everybody's now trying to throw the Ray Rice in. A terrible, it's no comparison. Stop. Ray Rice, he was done. As soon as that video came out and he basically knocked her out in the elevator, that was the league. That's when the league put in all the new rules and regulations. And by the way, that is daddy's strictest rule in sports. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We've got the 7 o'clock hour coming up. Appreciate everybody being up with us here on a Friday on a very emotional topic, man. And I guess our boy Omar is all in protecting Tyreek. And Omar, listen, man, I do like doing shows with you. I don't agree with everything you say, which is fine. And we watch the same games and we see different things. But you got to stop with the Xavier Howard and Patrick Surtain thing. You got to stop. That Xavier Howard is clearly better than Patrick Surtain. It makes me think that you weren't around to watch Patrick Surtain play. Seriously.
Was he?
I don't know. I don't know what everybody's age. Because I saw his son's defensive player of the year and was talking about how, you know, how good he is. And we know how good he is. But, like, seriously, stop. There's nobody out there that's been a Dolphin fan or in the media that thinks that. I mean, it's just, it doesn't match up. I'm not saying X-Man's not one of the best corners we've ever had, but stop with the cutting down. Another guy that just goes, and it's so easy to just attack an older guy that hadn't been around for a while and kiss somebody's ass that just recently retired. Hey, I got to tell you about hurricane season. Man, we got to protect that home. And Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing want to let you know we're there for you. That old leaky roof. You're going, one more year. Let me get through hurricane season one more year. We've been lucky so far the last few years. They've been going everywhere around Florida, but we've been safe. What are you waiting for, man? Replace your old roof now and pay later. That's the great thing about Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. You can pay them later, man, and get the work done now. Protect that home. Get the best products and the best people doing the work like you're going to get at Loctite Impact. They offer the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. Again, call them today before the weekend. Meet with their professionals. Find out what they can do for you. Set up an appointment and see the great work that Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing will do for you.